This is JIS News. Coming up, school feeding program to be strengthened. KCC joins Ministry of Health's Chikungunya Public Education Campaign and PCJ committed to securing affordable energy supply. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. The governments of Jamaica and Brazil, along with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, are partnering to strengthen the national school feeding program. On completion of two knowledge-sharing workshops led by Brazilian experts, Jamaica will implement a school feeding system based on the model currently used in Brazil. The workshops were held over 2 days starting September 8 and included more than 45 stakeholders from several ministries and state agencies, including the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Ministries of Health, Education and Agriculture. The participants will then engage in a series of online meetings until December 16. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says Jamaica will benefit greatly from the expertise received from the Brazilian government.
Knowledge of and the appreciation of the details and the economy of the Brazilian model of school feeding will be of inestimable opportunity for us in Jamaica. And I trust that the information that has been purveyed will not only be a fillip to the local economy, but also be a tremendous strengthening to the process of education.
The Brazilian government's school feeding program provides nutritious food to more than 45 million children. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, is appealing to Jamaicans to exercise patience as the country continues to work towards achieving higher levels of growth. Mr. Biles says growth in the Jamaican economy is not easy to achieve, adding that the recent series of marginal growth should not be viewed with indifference.
It wasn't long ago when we were not getting any positive growth at all. Nowadays, having got, I believe, four quarters of positive growth back to back, growth is almost becoming blasé to us, and it shouldn't, because it's not easy to come by.
In August, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, reported that the economy grew by an estimated 1.2% in the April to June quarter when compared to the corresponding period in 2013. Mr. Biles says this resulted from continued implementation of initiatives aimed at improving productivity as well as output in the agricultural sector. Noting that the main factors which continue to retard significant growth in the economy are high debt and crime, Mr. Biles said after meeting with National Security Minister Peter Bunting, EPOC has started discussions with the Ministry of Finance to see if more funds could be allocated to fight crime. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, remains committed to securing an affordable energy supply for the country's social and economic development. This assertion from Group General Manager at the PCJ, Winston Watson. He says the organization's strategy is to lead the development of a national energy portfolio, taking into consideration current needs and future developments.
Consequently, the work of the organization is now centered on increasing generation from indigenous renewable sources, seeking investment for oil and gas exploration, and spearheading research in alternative energy.
Mr. Watson was speaking at the PCJ's 35th anniversary luncheon and long service award ceremony held recently in Kingston. The PCJ was formed through the Petroleum Act 1979 and includes subsidiaries Petrojam Limited, which operates the oil refinery, Petrojam Ethanol Limited, Petcom Limited, the marketing and retailing company, Jamaica Aircraft Refueling Services, and Wigton Wind Farm Limited. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KCC, has joined the Ministry of Health-led public education campaign on the chikungunya virus. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brownberg, says counselors from the KCC have been educating residents in their divisions about the virus and the steps to be taken to help prevent it. She's also encouraging persons to take responsibility for their health and well-being. The Kingston mayor was addressing a KCC meeting Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Yumans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.